Singapore. It's...
what's the date?
17th.
Tuesday the 17th of March 2009, and I'm with a group of about 30 Singapore teachers. Now, just to show you that they really are here, I'm going to ask them to make a noise. Sorry, they're still asleep. Let me try that again. See if they can clap and whistle and make a lot of noise. I'm going to ask them to make some noise. Brilliant. Now, today's interview is, I'm really privileged to be here with an egg. And apparently it's an egg that can make a noise.
That's a mum.
That was the mum's egg. That was the egg's mum. And fortunately, our egg has, there's been a gene transplant of some sort, and it can speak. Actually, I'm not sure if it's a male egg or a female egg. We've yet to ascertain that. But the first thing I'd ask is, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And could you tell me what your name is?
The egg.
Just, no, we're all human beings, but we have names. Did you not have an individual name?
No.
Oh, okay. So I call you egg?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what we'd like to hear about is the journey that you're about to have from where you come from to where you end up. So could you tell us about where you came from?
I came from inside my mum, just like you did.
No, I didn't come from inside your mum.
No, just like you came from your mum, I came from mine.
Oh, I understand. And what were your first...
I thought I was the egghead.
We will delete that bit out. So. So when you came into the world, what were your first impressions? Tell us about the surroundings. What did you see?
Oh, it was a bit yucky, a bit dirty. I felt a bit weird, but it was quite soft. I think I landed on a nest, some kind of a nest, or was it grass? I don't know. I'm an egg still.
Okay, and what happened to you next? Actually, I'm in the future, and we're talking about you looking back in time.
Ah, okay. Well, someone picked me up, and then put me in a basket, and then I was taken somewhere. I couldn't really make out. I think it's what they called the truck. And then we were taken to a factory. I think it was called the Chungying factory. And there we all were rolled into one big conveyor belt.
Into one?
Into one big conveyor belt.
Okay.
And then we went under some kind of a blue light. And there was someone peering at all of us. And then...
So why were they doing that?
Oh, just to see if there was a rotten egg amidst us.
Okay.
And then we went out. Somebody did a soft stamp on us, and there we go. I'm not going to expire for another 30 days.
That's what the soft stamp says?
Yes, that's right.
And what would happen after the 30 days if you just stayed there?
I don't want to talk about it. I think it would be a bit smelly.
Okay. And after that, when you left that distribution centre, is that the name for it?
Well, that's right. That's the factory. That's the egg factory.
After the egg factory, where do you go?
Well, we were packed into a box. Well, there were 9 more people with me, 9 more eggs, I mean. And then we were taken in this big truck. And I think I've landed in some place they call the cold storage. And hopefully I'll go home with someone and be fried.
You mean somebody's going to fry you?
Absolutely.
And then what are they going to do with you after they fry you?
I'm not going to talk about it now.
There's a lot you don't want to talk about. Your life. So what would you say your lifespan is in days?
Oh, just about 4 to 5 days if I'm lucky. Else I'll be rotten and smelly, spoiled, and away, probably in a garbage chute.
Okay, this sounds an interesting life. Are you happy with your life as an egg?
At the moment, yes. Don't know about 4 days.
Do eggs have boyfriends and girlfriends?
Well, I do want to talk about it. Well, I would love to. Actually, there is this boy egg. You see, I'm a female egg. So there is this male egg somewhere down there. But it's a bit too far and I'm in a box, you see?
Okay, so you're thinking inside the box.
I'm thinking outside the box. Now, what would happen if you could go outside the box? But, well, doesn't look very easy to me at the moment.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing your time. I appreciate it. And I was really pleased you didn't exaggerate too much.